That's right. This guy's had an adventure or two or three or four or 189. He is one of the hosts and producers of Canada's most watched hunting documentary style program. It's called Canada in the Rough. His name is Keith Beasley. Good morning, Keith. How are you, buddy?
Great, Ant. How are you doing?
Doing good. Talk to me about RVs, because I know you've spent a bit of time in those things, haven't you?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. I was hoping you wouldn't talk about it, because every time we take our family camp and all our friends are in one and we're in a tent, my wife says we should get an RV. So, I was hoping not to get into this topic, to be honest with you. We're still a little bit old school.
They are fantastic.
I've pulled into some amazing adventures, and the outfitters or the lodges or the remote places will have big RVs sitting there, and you stay in them with propane heat, hot showers, furnaces. They're incredible, actually.
Oh, that's great. So how you been keeping? Are you in the midst of, or are you at the end of your season, at the beginning? I never quite know.
Well, see, to a hockey parent, I don't know what you mean. I don't mean if you mean about my career in hunting season, or if you mean like nothing says I love you on Valentine's, like three different hockey rinks and texting back and forth. How's the other one doing?
Very well put.
The older three had three great playoff games last night. The two older boys had big wins with the Autonomy Wolves and the Duro Dukes, for anybody out there listening. And hockey's a great time of year for us. But our other season, we're done. Everything's just cram time to get it out to air, hitting the seven networks from the U.S. side to the Canada side, French and English. The boys are pumping that out pretty steadily, but we'll start filming again for 2021 in April to kick off turkey and then in the spring bear.
Ah, it's an exciting time of year, isn't it? When you're in between and the suspense of not knowing exactly what your schedule looks like, but you've got all these wonderful aspirations of hitting, you know, places that will give you an opportunity to get that big trophy, and it's just exciting, man. It's an exciting time of year.
Yeah, and trips you haven't done in a while, or you haven't had the turn to go on, and like this year we're hoping, we think we're getting to the Arctic to archery hunt for muskox. Neat stuff happening.
Neat stuff. All right, I need to pick your brain. I got you on today because we are quickly approaching a time where decisions are going to have to be made regarding the spring bear hunt, whether we reinstitute it or whether it stays on a temporary project or pilot program. The MNRF has posted their proposal for the future of the spring bear hunt here in Ontario, and folks are offering up their opinions and comments on the environmental registry. And there's been all kinds of, you know, both extreme sides of that commentary. There's folks who are concerned about it, and there's folks who are saying, let's get moving here. What's your opinion of the spring bear hunt? Give me your thoughts on this whole proposal process as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is always touchy stuff because people think we're biased because we're hunters. But, I mean, if I could tell anybody this, I really care about my kids being able to enjoy the outdoors, fish or hunt, a long time from now. So any hunter will tell you we care about what's good for the animals and good for, and the hunting season is good for the bears. And that comes as an oxymoron to people. But this is a management program that's done through safe practice hunting. And that's how we manage an animal with no predators, and that's how we keep the people-human conflict, their animal conflict down. The bear-wise program through the ministry has been taken out because it's so difficult and not working, but hunting proves to be more successful in that. And this is how families are eating meat. I mean, bears chosen at our house over deer. This is a meat that we love to eat here. So I'm thrilled about it. We've been in a long pilot project to see if it could come back, and for those with memories back to 1999, we'll remember it was taken out not based on any science or any biological studies. It was based on some emotions at an election table. And this is time to bring it back where it should be. And a couple weeks of hunting in the spring and back to the standard hunting in the fall.
And in fact, there's evidence that would show that there's been a lot of harm done to the bear population with the absence of a regulated spring bear hunt. And I want to talk to you about that because there's a tremendous piece of literature sitting on the internet called OntarioBlackBears.com. If you haven't read it, it's a must read for anybody who's into the outdoors. But can you sit tight for a couple of more minutes with us, Keith? I got to take a quick break.
Yeah, you bet.
Keith Beasley from Canada in the Rough on the line with us. We're talking about black bear and, more importantly, to hunt or not to hunt in the spring. and what the government is doing and what the no hunting has done to the bear populations. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya.
There you go. You found it. Look at you.
I picked the cheesiest version.
Welcome back to the program. This is the Kumbaya edition of Outdoor Journal. As I said at the top of the hour, all of our guests today are happy people. They don't frown. And I love that. It's, like I said, it was a Kumbaya event. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeo in the booth with me today. In live in the studio is Brian Pollock from Dive Source. Mm-hmm. And on the line with us, our favorite outdoorsman, his name is Keith Beasley from Canada in the Rough. And we're talking about the spring bear hunt and what is currently happening regarding the proposal from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry for the future of the spring bear hunt here in Ontario. And it's called the Environmental Registry. You can go on there, read it, and then make comments. And there's been a lot of comments, both yay and nay, regarding this whole issue. So we thought we'd bring Keith on to give us his outlook and proposal, or his ideas of the proposal and what he thinks and what we should be doing. What's going on there, Keith? I hear a whole bunch of stuff in the background.
Well, you just hear a truck going to another hockey game, but I hope you can still hear me talking.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. I got you. So I wanted to talk to you. A lot of people do not realize that without management, wildlife management, there probably would not be the abundance of wildlife that we currently have. When I'm talking about management, I'm including hunting, fishing. I'm including all of those aspects of it. But most people who are on the anti side just don't get it. They don't realize it.
No, you're right on, and people think we're just fulfilling our own prophecies with comments like that, but the catch is, this is true. There's over 7 billion people on the earth today. There wasn't many years ago. Animals could roam freely and Mother Nature take its course. That's gone. You know, when giant pieces of land have been turned into agriculture to feed humans, that's altered animals' ways and actions here in North America, and we've now encroached, so we now need to work with these animals, And I would love to know the big negative to what people are saying. What are you reading is so negative about this? Is it the risk of a cub being orphaned? Is that the big complaint? Like, what are you seeing against this?
They still do throw that up on the table, of course, because that's the easiest target to hit. Even though, you know, the obvious answer to that is, well, it's illegal to do that now. It was always illegal to do that. So I don't know what that has to do with anything that we're proposing in terms of a spring bear hunt. You know,
that's the number one that I hear, and it concerns me because, yes, it's always been illegal, but take that out of it. It's not illegal. Those cubs, when they come out of the den, are pounds. Like, we're talking 10, 12-pound little critters, little fur balls, and they're with their mummy. So I don't know why people get so concerned about that taking place and guys making that mistake. It just doesn't happen. I guarantee you more calf moose get shot by accident thinking they're a cow than cubs get orphaned by people shooting the mom.
Here's something that I found very interesting because I've been doing a lot of research on the subject. And as I mentioned before, one of the most fascinating reads that you can, if you're interested, that you can take up is something called OntarioBlackBears.com. And it's authored by an incredible man. His name is Al Arrington. I am fortunate enough to know him. He is with Arrington's Wilderness Island Resort in Northern Ontario. But this guy lives with bears. He does not hunt. He lives with bears. He coexists with bears. His business, his family business, is in the middle of the biggest bear territory on the planet. But the read that what he wrote on that website will blow your mind in terms of how we should be reacting and treating these animals. One of the observations that he made, Keith, and I don't know how you view this, one of the biggest problems we have with bears is that we being the Ontario government and the Ontario populace at large, because we let it happen, we have actually added to the pressures that bears are under right now. Bears are under right now, we have 100 to 120,000 bears in the province of Ontario, which is according to the scientists, about 40,000 too many in order to be able to live the life that they should be living. So what's happening, it's getting overcrowded out there. And that's why we're seeing more and more bears, more and more encroachment, is because they're running out of space. We're taking some of it, but they're taking space by having this population boom. And the reason being that this population boom is going on has nothing to do with hunting or not hunting. It's clear cutting. Every time we clear cut and we open up the woods, what happens is that the forest that grows back in those clear areas is perfect for bear habitat. And most of it has to do with berries and whatever the else they forage on in terms of vegetation. So we're increasing the opportunity for these bears to, if they had normally have two cubs, it's not unusual now to see four cubs, three and four cubs out there that actually survive the whole process into adulthood. And this is what the biggest problem is right now. It's the clear cutting or too much or no hunting or hunting. It's the fact that we're clear cutting and allowing these bears to reproduce at a greater rate, and those cubs come to fruition. It's not just one and a half. One, I think in 1999, the count was 1.2 or 1.5 cubs will survive to adulthood. Well, now that's in the threes and growing. So that's the biggest problem we have. I'm not suggesting that we need to increase hunting. I'm suggesting that what we have is perfectly fine, and the spring bear hunt is very sustainable and it's a great management tool that we have in place.
Yeah, and it's the thing I don't think people realize, this isn't two tags, two hunting seasons. This is one hunter gets one tag. He can use it for a few weeks in the spring or a few weeks in the fall. And there was under 30,000 resident tags sold last year in Ontario, and less than that for non-residents. And the hunting success is like under 25%. So the number of animals that are being harvested to feed families compared to the active numbers of bears in the population are out there. I've been on hunts before that I've seen bears travel 10 kilometers through the boreal forest in one night, show up on different trail cameras. And you talk about this clear cutting of these timber or these different layouts. These bears move. This isn't like shooting fish in a barrel where people are just walking out and finding a bear. And that being said, if a boar finds a sow with fresh cubs, meaning this year's cubs, he will attempt to kill those cubs to bring her. It's like the lion to bring her back into estrus again so she can breed, because she'll have those cubs for 2 years. If these aren't managed, these populations don't just take care of themselves. While we're out logging, building cities, building bridges, doing all these things that alter that natural habitat. So hunting, through every study that's being done, unless it's by complete animal rights activists that refuse to admit it, are proper management practices.
And by the way, there's some offshoot problems that occur when this imbalance happens too. And we're experiencing one right now in this province, and that is moose. What are the things that we don't talk about with regards to the declining moose population is the expanding bear population. And that seems to have been put, you know, under the rug. But that's very much a reality in Northern Ontario. There are more moose calves falling prey to big bears than we have any idea on right now. So you have to read this article. It's fascinating.
Listen, we love fishing, so I'm on both sides of this fence, but we don't have the ability in hunting to drop ship 1,500 speckled trout into a small lake that's struggling. It doesn't work that way with big game. We don't drop ship moose or bears or whitetails. So we need to find ways to fine-tune and manage it. And yes, absolutely, the spring bear hunt will help do that.
And we have not even talked about the human element here, Keith. I know when this program was put down originally with the closure of the spring bear hunt, there was a lot of family businesses and families that all of a sudden were living a real honest-to-goodness nightmare, because it just happened overnight, right? And all of a sudden their livelihood was taken from them. And we haven't even talked about that. This spring bear hunt is much needed throughout the rural parts of this province and this country, actually. A lot more than any of the folks who are objecting to it even know.
Well, that close to $1 billion economical impact that it had on the bear hunt, guess what? That money and that, not all of it, but those licenses sold,
those revenues to the ministry go back into the very science that protects these very bears. There's no other funding coming in the province of Ontario that I know of from donations to support the biologists of the MNR to study these bears than hunting licenses.
None. So it's all vital. It's all vital. I guess what we're saying in a roundabout way, even if you're not directly impacted by the result of this poll, meaning that, you know, you're not a hunter, you never will be inclined to do so. You're not really into the outdoors, but, you know, you're inclined to do so. Take a stand, you know, go to the site and check it out and put your 2 cents worth on there and do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
What's coming up? Programs, first of all, tell folks where they can watch a hunting program worth watching.
So every Sunday morning at 8:30, time shifted across the country, we're on City TV. It's not in the same time as Fish in Canada because we like to watch it. So Sunday morning, off. True story.
All right, brother. Yeah, we're losing you there. You're breaking up, buddy. Appreciate you joining us. That's Keith Beasley from Canada in the Rough. If you want more information, certainly on where you can watch the program, go to CanadaInTheRough.com. That's CanadaInTheRough.com. They air on City TV 8:30 Sunday mornings from coast to coast. You don't want to miss it.